And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Annabelle O'Keefe, who is General Manager with Look Good, Feel Better. Good morning to you, Annabelle.
Good morning, Debbie. Thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome, Annabelle. And now, Look Good, Feel Better, tell us a little bit about this and the work you do.
Yeah, sure. We run makeup and skincare workshops for women undergoing cancer treatment. And we do it in 15 hospitals throughout Ireland. And this year, we have a very special pilot with 4 cancer care centres in conjunction with the Irish Cancer Society. And we reach about 1,000 women a year. And we want this service available to everyone. 1 in 2 people will get a cancer diagnosis in their lifetimes, and 40,000 people are diagnosed with cancer every year. So we've a long way to go from our 1,000 women a year to around 15,000 a year going through cancer treatment.
Mm. And Annabelle, I mean, to be diagnosed with cancer, it must be the hardest thing anyone has to go through. Apart from all that, and then, you know, the fear of if you're going to get through this, and then going through the rest of the treatments, chemotherapy, losing your hair, which is a big thing for a woman and men as well. But to lose your hair, you know, and then it's not only hair you lose, it's your eyebrows, as you said, eyelashes, all that to kind of cope with as well. It must be very, very hard for any woman to go through this.
So I think a cancer diagnosis can be devastating no matter what the prognosis is, no matter what your outlook is. It can be really, really hard for the person who's been diagnosed, but also their family, their friends, their work colleagues. Like, the knock-on effect is huge. I suppose what we do is something really positive. It's really feel-good, and it's a treat day in the middle of the treatment. So the way that it works is when people link in with their oncology nurses, almost before they even start their chemotherapy journey, it's called a chemo education session, which a lot of people would have heard of or been to. And they'll get told in the hospitals that we're in about the Look Good, Feel Better program that's available to them. And then the cancer nurses or the oncology nurses will determine at what stage it would be suitable for them to join in. We run workshops in each of the 15 hospitals once a month, and each one of those has about 10 to 15 people in it. Will I tell you a little bit about what happens when you go to a workshop? Yeah. So when you go, first of all, a lot of people feel very nervous. They've already been through so much. They don't know what to expect. They're told at the very beginning what's going to happen in the Look Good, Feel Better workshop. But, you know, time passes and you're on this treadmill of appointments and information and treatment and everything. And you just know you've another thing to be doing. And so you go to the boardroom in a lot of cases in the hospital, and you arrive in, and in front of each person is a big, now it's a really big cosmetic bag. It's filled with 15 full-size cosmetics. All of these are donated by the cosmetic industry. We get 18,000 pieces of cosmetic donated each year.
That's good.
And they have a little, you know, they have a little mirror, and they sit down, and there are 3 volunteer makeup artists, and one of those is a lead. And the lead takes a model, and the model sits down, and the lead shows all the rest of the class how to put on every single piece of makeup, from skincare, and so cleanser and moisturizer, all the way through to lipstick even. And they learn how to do it all themselves. But the bit that people tend to be most interested in, which is what you highlighted earlier, is the eyelashes and the eyebrows, because the eyebrows frame the face. And that's where you get people staring at you in public and people talking about you and all of those uncomfortable things that happen. And once you know how to do it, it's actually very easy and it doesn't take very long. And you can do it yourself then, no matter where you're going, no matter what you're doing. So we hear a lot of stories about people avoiding weddings or anywhere they might be photographed, or christenings or confirmations or any of those important events. And after they come to our workshops, they feel able to go to them again. It's really a tremendous thing.
It's a great thing. And Annabelle, it's, as you said, it's a charity. So how and when was this founded?
So it was founded in 2003 as part of the Irish Cancer Society. Then they kind of changed the way they do things around 2013. It was decided that this would become a standalone service. And so it was set up as a registered charity in 2013.
Okay. And are you government funded?
We have no government funding at all. We get funding from lovely community fundraisers. So if anybody wants to host a coffee morning, we'd love it. Also, if anybody knows anyone in any corporations or anything like that, who we fit in with and who would like to support a small charity like ourselves, We'd be delighted to do anything. We're totally dependent on the generosity of the public.
Oh, great. Another thing, just Annabelle, the workshops, they're ongoing. Is it just in Dublin or is it nationwide?
It's nationwide. We've 7 in Dublin. And in fact, in Dublin, we have workshops in August in Tala, the Mater, St. James's, Bowman, St. Vincent Public and Private, and St. Luke's in Rathgar. So if anybody's listening who would like to sign up, you just get in touch with your oncology nurse and they will they'll sort you out.
Great. And Annabella, you mentioned there at the beginning that by 2020, well, I was reading about that, but you're saying 1 in 2 of us will get a cancer diagnosis. That's quite scary. Have you noticed over the years there's been a big increase with the number of women attending the workshops?
I think, well, we have increased our reach, so it's not necessarily a reflection of how many people have been diagnosed with cancer. We've grown from 770 in 2013 to 1,000, and we're only 2 part-time staff, but we still hope to grow even more because we see that the demand has grown and the people really need it and they appreciate it and they benefit from it.
True. And if people are listening this morning who have just been probably recently diagnosed or started a chemo and they're feeling very, you know, she probably would low on themselves and don't really want to go out and about, what would you say to them after a day in the workshops? I mean, I'm sure you've seen people come in and they go out so much happier.
Oh my goodness, it's absolutely amazing. Like, people come in and they're nervous. And as I said, they don't know what to expect, and it's just another thing. And then the first thing they see is the cosmetics kit, and they're overwhelmed by that because it has pieces of Chanel, it has pieces of Boots, it has L'Oreal. They're all big brands, and they're really, really good products. So people get overwhelmed by that. The second thing is a lot of the women who come to the workshops haven't engaged with any other cancer support services, so they have never met anyone else going down the same journey as them. So they chat away, they have a laugh, they throw the wigs up in the air. Some of the workshops are quite information-driven, and it's all of the participants who drive them. But some of them are really just a good, fun day out where you meet like-minded people. I would say now the prognosis is very good, the research is very good in cancer, the treatment is very good. And I would say just inform yourself. That's what I'd say. Just inform yourself as much as you can about everything that's available to you.
Exactly. Well, we were over in Beaumont there a couple of months ago and they were having a day for the breast clinic. There's a new breast clinic opening there to have all the equipment together so women don't have to go from one end of the hospital to the other. And there was a great turnout there, and Senator Norris and that was the women who were sang in Ireland's Got Talent. Do you remember the choir? And they had all gone through chemotherapy. It was a great day and so positive. Really, 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 the women were so positive and they were doing really, really well. So for the courses, is there a charge and do they get to keep the cosmetics?
They get to keep all the cosmetics and there's no charge at all. So everything is totally free. The whole day is totally free. Just a feel-good, lovely, well-being day for yourself.
Great. Annabelle, do you have your contact details if people want to look up and see what's going on?
Yeah, so we have lookgoodfeelbetter.ie. We have an Instagram page, which is Look Good Feel Better Ireland, and a Facebook page, Look Good Feel Better Ireland. And all of the information between the three of them, it's all on the website. Between the three of them, you get up-to-date information and everything. I'd love to mention a little event we have running in September. Yeah. Would that be okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we have a beautiful event called Feel Good Fest. It's on in the Radisson Blue in Golden Lane. It's on the 8th of September from 1 to 6. And we have just the most amazing lineup. It's like a mini Wellfest. Loads of people who are presenting and workshops at it were actually at Wellfest. So we've Jennifer Rock, who's the skin nerd, who's talking about skin and skincare. Elizabeth Whelan, who's a wellness guru, and she's the founder of Estevo, who are actually running the event. Mary Drummond is the lead makeup artist with Dancing with the Stars. Then when people talk about nutrition, feng shui, makeup, we have Debenhams doing fashion. And that's going to be compared by the beautiful Nadine Reed from Expose. And again, we'll have lovely goodie bags to take home. You can buy tickets for that on Eventbrite.
Brilliant. So that's September the 8th.
Yes.
Feel Good Fest. Great. Okay. But hopefully that goes well. And is there any other events coming up, any fundraising events coming up in the next couple of months?
So that's really the big one that we're doing at the moment. We've loads of individual people. So if you hear of anyone who's doing an Ironman, climbing up a mountain, running a marathon, anything, please support and force, because 100% of this goes for Feel Good Fest as well. 100% of what gets taken in goes to us. 100%. Right. There's no cost.
Great. Right. So when is the next workshop on, just to get out there for women who are listening this morning?
So we don't do workshops in July, just because our lovely professional makeup artists, they're all either on holiday or away, we find that participants are the same. So our next one is in Tallaght on the 1st of August, and then the other is, as I said, Matt or St. James's, Bowman, St. Vincent, St. Luke's. They all follow in the month of August.
And all the information be on your website or your Facebook page. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, Annabelle, listen, thanks a million for talking to us this morning here on Lifeline, and good luck with the work you're doing.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. And that was Annabelle O'Keefe there, who's general manager with Look Good, Feel Better, and that's a charity there for people who are, for women who are going undergoing treatment for cancer. And look up the website. It's lookgoodfeelbetter.ie, and they're on Facebook and Instagram.